This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're looking at some of the heritage sites around the world threatened by climate change. We're joined by Jonathan Bell. He's the Vice President of Programs at World Monuments Fund. And we're talking about a few of the sites on their 2022 watch. These are sites that are threatened by climate change. And the World Monuments Fund is raising awareness and coming, hopefully, to their rescue. We just talked about a historic water system in Peru. And, you know, Jonathan, all over the world in my travels, now that I read your report, it occurs to me there are historic networks of, you know, aqueducts and canals that bring water to communities that have been functioning for centuries, literally, and it's where the community comes together. And in Kathmandu, there's a similar one, a historic network of water fountains, and these spouts are so beautiful. They're connected by an underground network of canals that for centuries have brought water to communities in Nepal, and that also needs some help, and that is on the list for this year.
Yes, I hope listeners can go to the website and see the images of these, because these water collection points are incredible just in terms of their artistry. But also, as you said, all the people who come to really collect their daily use of water. And, you know, the challenge is, even though the system has been working for so many hundreds of years, the challenge is modern development and people forgetting kind of what's under their feet. Hmm. So as new buildings come in and people dig to create foundations and so forth, some of these historic channels and aquifers underground have been disturbed. And so some of the water points are no longer giving water.
Yeah.
There's also, of course, the challenge of climate change, where changing amounts of rainfall and whatnot are also having that impact.
Well, capitalism sometimes needs a chaperone, and that is provided by organizations like the World Monuments Fund. I would imagine the historic water fountains of the Kathmandu Valley is something that the local community raised your attention of, and that's why it's on the list?
Absolutely. This nomination comes from a community-based organization that is located in Kathmandu, and they are committed to these types of sites across the valley that are very much public sites, some sites of worship, some sites of service provision that, you know, often get forgotten by local authorities and other entities.